Move to where the food is, podcast promotion, getting ready for the expo, a contest, and more, all on today's School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Hello and welcome to the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, where we talk about all things podcasting. It's the official podcast of the School of Podcasting, where you can find personalized podcast coaching. Thanks for tuning in. Our contact information is our email. You can send it to schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com, or you can call it in on the Call 8 toll-free number, 888-563-3228. If you'd like to get your own Call 8 toll-free number, simply go over to Podcasting Voicemail and pick up your own. $2 a month. Very, very cool. On the show today, we are talking about getting over the hump, little podcast promotion. We've got a contest, and we've got a polite way of saying, hey, Dave, would you just knock it off? All on today's School of Podcasting Morning Announcements. Hey, how much sense would it make if you were a brand new married couple, if you went out and bought a giant mansion to live in? You'd be like, Dave, that doesn't make any sense. We don't need that space. Well, then why would you pay for it? Well, think of it the same way when it comes to hosting your blog. Coolerwebsites.com, our plans start at $1.99, and it's a small package for a small blog. Now, as your blog builds and it gains, and if you're using it for a business, as you need the space, you can upgrade. But in the meantime, you can save the money and put it into things like marketing materials to help build your blog, to build your business. Why would you pay for space you're not using? Start with what you need and upgrade when and if you ever need it. Coolerwebsites.com. And for members of the School of Podcasting, log into theschoolofpodcasting.com to get your coupon to save an additional 20% off. Coolerwebsites.com, the perfect place for your blog or small business website. Hey, just a reminder, next week's podcast will be out on Tuesday, not Monday. It's a special, very special podcast. More about that at the end of the show. All right, in fun-filled news, we have a contest going on. That's right. You can win what's called a dog pack. This is from sounddogs.com, the largest online library of sound effects and production music. We're giving away dog pack number 3. What is it? It's 103 professionally mastered downloadable sound effects. In fact, let me play you a sample of it. All right, so there you go. This is some of the samples available in the sound pack. So now, I want to tie this with another comment I got from somebody that said, hey, Dave, I don't know if you realize this or not. Your last couple of podcasts sound a little bit like infomercials because I have some new things I've been adding to the site, theschoolpodcasting.com. And I went, you know, that's true. And if you weren't a member of the School of Podcasting, I could see you kind of being kind of like you're on the outside looking in, and that's really not the purpose of this podcast. I'll be the first to admit, I'll raise my right hand, this podcast is used to promote the School of Podcasting in hopes that you sign up, but in theory, you've got to have some content, and that was going to be one of my tips today. Keep in mind, nobody wants to listen to an infomercial. You'll watch them, especially if they have, you know, some hunky guy behind the counter, some hot blonde, you know, pimping the product, but you know, I have a face for radio, which is why this is an audio podcast, and who wants to listen to an infomercial? So I thought about this contest with, you know, Sound Dogs giving away this little free package, and I thought, you know what? What we're going to do is if you'd like to participate as a listener, I'm not going to make this for a School of Podcasting members only. I'm going to make this for the listeners as well. But Dave, because here's the thing. If you are a member, you're already in. You're already in. At the end of July, what I'll do is I'll export the list of all the active members of the School of Podcasting. And what am I going to add to it? That's right. If you add the School of Podcasting as one of your favorite podcasts out of Podcast Pickle, you also will be listed in that drawing, and we'll pick a random number, and that will coincide with a number, and you will be awarded that sound effects pack from Sound Dogs at sounddogs.com. So there you go. So I'm going to get the listeners involved, so it's not all about the members of the School of Podcasting.com. Let's go to some voicemail.
Hey, Dave Jackson. This is Dan Johnson from Cincinnati, Ohio. Thanks for playing the promo and talking about me on the latest School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Definitely appreciate that. And, of course, you had talked about how other feeds or other people are copying your show notes information and putting it into their website. We know in the RSS feed, a lot that's happening a lot in feed readers, and so if somebody's just getting your feed from somewhere, blog lines or what have you, including the actual link to the show notes is probably a good idea for that as well. I don't know if you're getting any rain up there in the Akron area, but we're getting it down here in southwest Ohio, and actually I'm in Dayton right now driving back to Cincinnati. Going to make for quite an adventure for sure. Hey, make it a great day, and we'll talk to you later. JIMMPodcast.com.
Thank you very much, Daniel. What he's talking about, we talked about this in the last episode, and that is the fact that there are basically robot bloggers that will just tie into your feed, and every time you post, they repost it over on their site. And so what Daniel said, be sure to link back to your website to get people there. Now he's saying, and also just link back to the show notes. Even though they're reading the show notes, sometimes the links and things don't work. So, Daniel, thank you very much for that. And also, as for the rain, that's a great segue. We got a bunch of hail, like literally like golf ball size hail, a lot of car damage, luckily not for me. But here's the thing. It's been about a week since the big hailstorms, maybe 2 weeks, and there are companies that are showing up. They're doing things like camping out in church parking lots and things like that, and they're setting up shops, big banners, hail damage experts, we fix your doors, things like that, blah, blah, blah. And they have literally moved to where the food is, if you're hungry, is the analogy I always say. They have moved. I'm guessing that they probably watch the Weather Channel and where they see giant hailstorms, because the company information is on the back of a trailer, which has been pulled. So it's a portable mechanic, and then they just put up a tent, and they fix people's cars. And you're like, okay, Dave, what does this have to do with podcasting? Well, I've had a nice conversation with somebody this week, and they were kind of bummed about their numbers, the numbers of listeners. And I think we all go through this. I know I have one podcast that goes. It is a yo-yo. It will go from, you know, something like 400, which again already is a decent number, but it'll shoot way up to, you know, over 2,000. And so, can you imagine if you have 1 week that it's, you know, 2,200 listeners, and then the next week you have 400? You're like, ah, somebody talked me off the ledge. And then the other thing I am finding many times that podcasts grow slowly. I know mine do, and then in some cases, they kind of taper off. All of a sudden, you're like, it's growing, it's growing, it's growing. And you're like, oh, I'm not really, I mean, I'm going up a little, but not at the rate. And so you're like, but Dave, what does this have to do with the hailstorm you're talking about? One of the things you can do to market, and this is, I've talked about this before, is go to where your target listener is. Now, I thought about this. I had an idea earlier, and I thought about this. I was at a Best Buy, and there were all these people looking at the iPod accessories, and I thought, potential listeners. These are people who obviously have iPods, because why would you buy, you know, a case for an iPod if you didn't have one? And I thought, I should come up with like a business card that says, I see you have a portable media device, I produce content to listen to, or however you would like to do your little elevator pitch to pitch your podcast, subscribe at, you know, schoolpodcasting.com/iTunes. And because you're assuming if they have an iPod, then they're using iTunes. And I kind of threw this idea out to a couple people, and I had some people that said, well, it's kind of a good idea, but it's almost like a flyer. I mean, the running gag on a flyer is if you had somebody a flyer and you're marketing something, it's almost like you're saying to them, here, you throw this away. And I thought about it. If somebody hands me a card, what are the chances of me actually doing what's on that card? And I thought, you know, that's not a bad point. But if so, that's where I thought, you know, that's right. Because if you're going to somebody who just has a portable media device, iPod or whatever, because again, keep in mind, you don't need an iPod to enjoy a podcast. But I thought about that. I thought, well, yeah, that's true. It's a very generalized thing. You're saying, I know there's somebody who is listening to something. Whereas if I'd gone to, you know, if it's, I mean, if I do a music podcast for, you know, hard rock, I'd want to go to a concert that had hard rock. Maybe it's, Chris Daughtry or one of the popular hard rock artists, and stand at the exit, and as people come out, hand out CDs of your podcast, because obviously they like that kind of music. So move to where the food is. And but speaking of business cards, because I didn't do that idea, I thought about that, and I went, you know, that may not work. So I didn't really jump on that. If you have a twist on that, feel free to throw it in. But I thought about this. You know, the Podcasting Expo is right around the corner. And if you haven't ordered your business cards yet, now would be the time. I use a company called Vistaprint. I'm sure you can get more cards cheaper someplace else. I love the fact that I can design my own card right online and see what it's going to look like and proof it and do it right there. And then the great thing is if you ever run out of cards, it's really easy to reorder them that way. And that's something that I'm kind of kicking myself in the rear end for. I don't think I've ever had to reorder many of my business cards. And to me, that means I'm not handing them out. And for a while, I used to be like, well, I only want to hand them out to people I know because I don't want to run out of business cards. I've never run out of business cards. Never even come close. So keep that in mind. If you're going to the expo, you can sign out at the show notes at shownotes.schoolpodcasting.com. Time to get that marketing stuff ready, whether it be if you're making sample CDs, if you're making flyers, if you're making business. You definitely need business cards at the expo. Get ready to network. Maybe we'll do that towards, it's in September, maybe in August. We'll talk about some networking tips, even though that's not really podcasting, but you know, the expo is the expo. So that's just some there you have some flight of ideas from Dave. And Dan, thank you very much for the voimail, jimmpodcast.com. We're going to switch from voicemail to some email. And the first one is from George. Excuse me, just one second. George from the 1 Minute How To. We were talking about pickle favorites and things like that, and he says, hey, just a quick note. I've never been within the top 100 on the pickle, but Eclectic Mix and 1 Minute How To have been highly ranked within their categories on Podcast Alley. I've never asked for votes on my show, as I find it a little annoying when other podcasters do that. My podcasts were ranked highly when I was active on that forum, but I no longer have time to participate as often as I used to. Because of this, my podcasts are nowhere to be found in those categories. I've seen no relationship between being rated and not at Podcast Alley. Actually, 1 Minute How To is currently getting more downloads than I ever thought it would, and I'm nowhere to be found at the Alley or the Pickle. I think these places are primarily hanging out for podcasters as opposed to listeners. And while it's a great place to be able to network in these places with others in similar interests, I don't think that one will appreciably find more downloads due to visibility in these places. One place I do think makes a difference is Digg.com. That's D-I-G-G, by the way, Digg.com, where both podcasts are on the front page of their categories. When I look at where people are coming from when they visit my website, I see Digg as a primary location. These are listeners as opposed to podcasters, so I believe that fortunate placement at Digg is considerably more important. Cheers from George. And again, you can find him at 1minutehowto.com, eclecticmix.com, dripinvesting.org, and glsmith.com. I'll put the links to all this out at the show notes. So, George, thank you very much for that. Really do appreciate it. We're talking about things like favorites and things like that. And I tend to agree. I think a lot of the podcast directory sites like The Pickle and Podcast Alley, I definitely have a share of your preaching to the choir and a lot of podcasters over there. But they're also really great places if you are on the forums for getting help and things like that. Next one comes from Susan. Susan is a brand new member of the School of Podcasting to the point where I don't think she has a URL yet. Says, just FYI, what she had done is she had signed up for the quick little podcasting email course over at schoolofpodcasting.com. And one of them I was talking about polling your audience. And she says, I use this great open source software called PHP ESP. You host it on your site. It uses SQL tables. I've used it for two surveys on a women's topic where I've received close to 700 replies. I also find it much more versatile than the paid ones, but you can tell people you may not need to do this, that their privacy is totally protected. Plus, there's a tremendous versatility in the types of reports generated. You can download the results to your computer as a CSV or save them on the server. He says there are a couple of glitchy things that can be worked around. Number one, once you approve it, meaning like a question or a survey, you can't change it on the front end. The workaround is going to the SQL tables and make the changes. It's a bit cluggy, she says, because of the relational changes, but certainly doable. He says, number two, you need to make Y/N answers, meaning yes or no answers required. Otherwise, the question is answered as one or the other. She says, I can't really remember which one. As with all surveys, you have to remember that if you make a change, it will affect all previous responses. I had to not use over 150 responses by the time I finished all the changes, but kept the responses. You can have these emailed to you as well. She says, anyway, here's the location. It's sourceforge.net/projects/PHP ESP. And there's a general discussion there. I'll put links to the show notes again, shownotes.schoolpodcasting.com. And she says, if I can do it, anyone can do it. She says, so I thought you'd want to know. Great job so far. And she's just getting ready to get started. So, Susan, thank you very much for the email. I really do appreciate the insight into that. Here's something else to keep in mind. I used to do a lot of surveys when I was a customer service rep. And when you're doing a customer service rep, picture this. Would you rate this podcast on a scale from, let's say, 1 to 5? And then you go, and how would you rate the quality, 1 to 5? And then how would you rate the time period? Is it too short, too long? Things like that. You want to make your choices even numbers. So let's picture, I said, how is the audio quality? And I had 1 through 5. You could very easily go, well, I don't know. Let's give him a 3. And how is the, you know, content? Let's give him another 3. It's very easy to go right down the middle and not really pick, do you like it or do you not? So if you're doing a kind of survey with multiple kind of options, you know, on a scale from 1 to something, make your selections even. Because if it's, let's say it's 1 through 4, with 4 being very good, 1 being very bad, you've got to either pick 2 or 3 if you're shooting for the middle. And if it's 3, they liked it a little more than they disliked it. If they pick 2, they didn't like it as much as they should have, maybe. So that's a little customer service survey tip from Dave. The other thing I wanted to mention here, and I realize I'm just going right along, it's my voice is getting sore, is, something Dan had mentioned in a previous email. And if you're wondering, hey, where is the last 5 and 5? Yeah, I'm out. I'm out of last 5 and 5s. So how... One of the things I'm going to give credit to Dan Johnson, I just heard him on Managing the Gray. And so we talked about, you know, different ways to promote your podcast. One of them is to call into other podcasts. Number one, I don't care if you're a obviously, this show, everybody's a podcaster. This podcast is about, you know, podcasting. So, but if it's a music show or something, everybody likes to hear feedback. And so it could be as easy as, you know, hey, this is, Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting, and you're listening to Journey Inside My Mind with Dan Johnson. Or you could do something like that. Or call in. Ask, you know, that's one way to cross-promote. Now, are 100 people going to go listen to Dan Johnson because he said JIMMpodcast.com? Probably not. But let's say he got two people, and they really, really liked it, and they told two friends, and they told two friends. You know, one of the things that you got to realize, I think we're all looking for the magic switch. What can I do? Maybe if I put a flyer here, and I put a business card here, and a sample CD, but if I could just do this one thing, and I would just get this tsunami of listeners, I don't think that's out there. Now, you may, on occasion, go to a convention that has your target listener, and you can, you know, oh, you're like, oh, this is great. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. But I think the answer for most of us is doing all the little things everywhere. Some people might say, well, you're chasing nickels, and that could be true. But I don't really see the giant, you know, the biggest thing is go to where your listener is and make it as easy to subscribe to your podcast as you can. Set up a redirect page. I have a tutorial on this where if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes, it takes you right to iTunes and subscribes. So if you're looking for the giant magic switch to get you 500 listeners, you know, obviously list your podcast in all the directories, things like that. But there may come a time when things flatten out and you've just got to start doing all the little things and find where your listeners are and go from there. So with that, let's kind of review. First of all, thank you very much for tuning in. If I didn't say that at the beginning, I really do appreciate you listening. Appreciate any feedback. You can send that in again at schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com or call it in 888-563-3228. So what did we learn today? Well, we learned that there's a new contest going on. We're going to be giving away some sound effects in July for members of the School of Podcasting or for anybody who has signed up and put the School of Podcasting as their favorite podcast at the Pickle. That's the new thing. Also, should remind you that the Podcaster Toolkit DVD from Soundcuts is still available for discount. That's one of the bonuses over at theschoolpodcasting.com. Should probably mention that. And we talked about business cards and the fact that you should be getting ready for the expo if you're going in September. Don't wait till the last minute. If nothing else, plan what you're going to do. Are you going to do flyers? Are you going to do CDs? Are you going to do business cards? Are you going to do, you know, wacky handout stuff? Start planning that stuff now because September is going to roll right around the corner. We said in reality, though, probably the best way to promote your podcast, find out where your listeners are and find out what they want and get them some sort of way to subscribe to your podcast. Make it easy to subscribe to your podcast. And I think that was it. That's my review. Now, the other thing I want to point out is next week's podcast. Normally, I put these out on Monday. Next week, very, very special. You're going to love this. If you're listening online, go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes. You want to subscribe to this podcast because you don't want to miss next week's podcast. We're going to finally pull back the curtain about this. Remember I talked about the future of podcasting? Everything has changed. I've been using this system. Wow. Wait till you hear about it. Next Tuesday, special day, special podcast, breaking format, extra long show next week because we're going to be talking about a new piece of technology, a new tool for podcasters, and so stay subscribed, and as always, again, thank you for listening. Contact information, back it up a bit, you can hear it, and our official podcast is at schoolpodcasting.com, or you can see our show notes, shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And until we meet again, class is dismissed.